you've got mail.
Hello, Basil.
Hello, Austin. How was your honeymoon?
Well, it turns out that Vanessa was a fembot.
Yes, we knew all along, sadly. Anyway, I have a new assignment for you, Austin. You're scheduled for a photo shoot, and one of the models works for Dr. Evil.
Groovy, baby! Jaguar! Oh!
Welcome to the seventh podcast of the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography. I'm Mike Haber.
And I'm Mike Mezgleski.
During podcast number 4, we gave you all the rationale behind our belief that your camera's manual metering mode is the best method to determine the correct exposure for underwater photography. But there's a strong possibility that many of you may not know how to use the meter. When we cover this during our digital photography classes, the question that's most commonly asked is, can you show me how to read the meter in my camera? We're sure a lot of you out there listening to our podcast are asking that very same question.
Well, this exercise will help you perfect the process of reading your camera's metering information and using your camera's manual mode to set the correct exposure. Practice makes perfect, so let's get on with it. First, you'll need your camera and your user's manual. We'll wait.
Where do you think they went?
I don't know. Probably can't find their manual.
What you have for lunch?
Pizza.
Oh, man, pizza. I should have had pizza. I had a salad. Hey, wait a minute. I think they're coming back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Every digital SLR and most digital point-and-shoot cameras have the capability of allowing you to set both the aperture and shutter speed to values of your own choosing. It's actually a little easier to do this with a digital SLR. Since an SLR is larger than a point-and-shoot camera, the manufacturers have more room to put extra controls on the outside of the camera body.
SLR cameras will also have a separate mode dial, usually at the top left of the camera body. This dial has settings such as A, T, P, and M. For our exercise, we want M for manual. SLR cameras also have independent controls that allow you to set the aperture and shutter speed. Some cameras have two separate control dials. Others have one control dial along with a button that toggles between aperture and shutter speed. You'll have to refer to your user manual to see which dial controls which setting.
Point-and-shoot camera owners will have to refer to your manual a little bit more since there isn't likely a separate mode dial to turn to M. You folks will likely have a single button that says mode, which must be held in while you press a different control button or turn a control dial. On some models, the mode function must be set in the camera's menu settings. In any case, your manual will tell you how to get your camera to M.
If you go to the Podcast 7 page on our website, we have several photo examples that illustrate where the M setting is found on a few different digital cameras. Once you have familiarized yourself with how to put your camera in the M mode, the next task is to set the ISO to 200 for this exercise. Now, that may require another trip to the user manual to figure out how to do that, but it's all part of learning your equipment.
In order to set the correct aperture shutter speed combination, you're going to use the light meter information that your camera makes available to you. But you'll have to first know where to find it.
Well, once again, the SLR works differently than the point-and-shoot. The SLR displays this information through the viewfinder. In most cases, the metering information is visible at the bottom of the viewfinder in the form of a segmented bar. Now, normally, the center of the bar indicates the average or correct exposure. There'll be an index mark that travels back and forth along the bar relative to these segments. The amount that index mark sits to the right or left of center indicates how much over or underexposed the image would be at the current aperture shutter speed combination. For the purpose of this exercise, your goal will be to center the index mark along the bar. Point and shooters have the same goal. However, you get your information differently. Universally, this information is presented to you on the camera's LCD panel. In some cases, the exposure information is given in the form of a bar similar to the SLR. However, in other cases, the exposure information may be displayed numerically. A numerical display usually has 0 representing the average exposure and numbers such as +1, +2, or +3 representing overexposure, and -1, -2, or -3 representing underexposure. It's really very important for point-and-shooters to refer to your user's manual to determine how your camera displays exposure information, as well as the particular method of changing your shutter speed and aperture.
Once you have familiarized yourself with the controls of your individual camera, you can move on to the actual exercise. If it's a nice day, go outside and look for a suitable subject. You'll want a completely inanimate object, such as a shrub, or a mailbox, or your brother-in-law. Frame the subject so it mostly fills the frame. Then, by observing the exposure bar in the viewfinder, or on the LED, adjust your aperture and shutter speed to a combination that will center or zero the exposure index mark.
When you've centered or zeroed the exposure level, take the picture. Then, without moving from that position, change your shutter aperture combination until the meter indicates that you are one stop overexposed. Then take that picture. Finally, repeat the process until you see that you are one stop underexposed, and take that third picture.
This exercise not only familiarizes you with how and where to read your camera's metering information, it's also an important illustration of the concept of exposure bracketing.
If correctly performed, this exercise will result in a properly exposed image, as well as a slightly over and slightly underexposed version of the same thing. Repeat the exercise several times with different subjects. The ability to quickly read your metering information and accurately set your aperture shutter speed combination will be critical to good underwater photography.
And if you'd like us to see any of your handiwork, you can email the results to us at podcast@jimchurchphoto.com, and we'll be happy to take a look at them.
Now, if you have any questions about this exercise, or if you have suggestions about future podcasts, you can email us at that very same email address, podcast@jimchurchphoto.com.
Okay, that's it. You have the exercise. Why are you listening to us? Get out there, start shooting, and we'll see you next week. Right here.
This is Mike Haber.
And this is Mike Mezgleski. Thanks for listening.
Okay, everyone. Let's get started. Yes, beautiful. Feeling it. Let's get some smiles. It's all in here.
That's it. Yes. Let's let the inside out.
Okay, you're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're Tony the tiger. You're great.
Very good. Loving it. Now you're a lemur.
Running as a pack. Yes, yes, we go left. We go right. Yes, yes, yes.
There's a predator out of the jungle. What's going on?
Burrow. Burrow.
That's right, you're a lemur. It's all you've got. You don't have sharp teeth capable of biting.
And look, 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 look. I'm not even shooting you. It's crazy.
And I'm spent. Right, that's a wrap, everyone.